Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2024, JPMorgan Chase & Co.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Pushkin.
Well, here we are, the bright lights and the glitz of Las Vegas. You've done it again, Brendan.
This isn't what you thought I meant when I said we're going to have a boys' weekend in Vegas.
I just about got hit by a tumbleweed back there. And I don't mean like Tumbleweed's Adult Gentlemen's Club, which I would go to. I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere. Where are we going right now?
We're heading to the Hoover Dam.
Of course we are.
It seemed like the right place to start because I think it literally gave rise to all of Vegas. So it's where Vegas began.
This is because, like, water and power, basically?
Exactly right. See these power lines right here?
Yes.
That's the juice that the dam's sending that keeps those lights on and those fountains spinning and those little guns that shoot, like, Coca-Cola and Diet Cola and ginger ale and seltzer. They're all powered by that.
All I can think of are the little pulses traveling through those lines all the way to a casino, into a slot machine, where I will then also be inserting money and winning hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And it all starts out here. So you know what? You've actually convinced me. This is Vegas, baby.
This is not lost. Each episode, a friend and I travel somewhere to see the sights and try to get invited to dinner. I'm Brendan Francis Noonan.
Not in real Vegas, but out here, who knows?
And that's my friend Luke Burbank. We've known each other since we were Cub radio producers.
This is still the Wild West.
And this episode, we're in Vegas.
Well, look at this.
Whoa, lo and behold, look at this.
We are coming around the bend here and looking
that
out
is pretty amazing.
On, it would this be...
Lake Mead, I think?
Lake Mead.
Yeah.
And in the distance, see? Then, the Hoover Dam.
See?
This is, I mean, this is genuinely gorgeous. Wow.
There it is.
Everything around us is massive. Like, yeah. This dam is massive. That bridge we drove under is massive. Brendan's anxiety is massive. It's all massive.
Yes, it's been a minute since I've driven on a narrow highway without guardrails overlooking a canyon, but I've been to Vegas before. When I used to live in Los Angeles, I'd sometimes hop a short flight over to meet up with friends. We'd drink too much, play cards, and, as my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Bocello, used to say, act like knuckleheads. But that was a while ago, and lately, I've been trying to leave my knucklehead days behind. Meanwhile, Luke has kept up his love for Sin City.
You've been to Vegas before, like a bunch, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, probably 35 or more times.
Jesus. He has a preferred hotel, a system for winning roulette, and a tattoo of two playing cards on his arm. And that's just the gambling tattoo I can see.
But we are going to the casinos later, right?
I mean, we're staying not far from the Strip.
Now, Luke is newly single, and it's Valentine's weekend. So I thought it'd be good for him to join me here.
would allow him to take his mind off things in one of his favorite places, and it would allow me to record an episode of my show. Instead of a dinner party, I thought we could just have dinner for two.
I'm glad it'll be happening somewhere.
Now, with my knucklehead days in the rearview, I built an itinerary that avoided the Strip altogether. The only thing is, I didn't tell Luke that until I picked him up at the airport.
I hate to break your heart, but if I have my way, we won't even set foot in a casino.
Did anything in the contract I signed with you stipulate that I have to be physically near you this whole weekend?
Well, also, speaking of this weekend, it is Valentine's Day weekend. And, you know, you were one of the people who could join me.
Yeah, because of the fact that I'm going through a breakup. So, once again, I am back on the market. And I thought, where should I spend the most romantic day of the year? Out in the desert with my friend Brendan.
Oh, holy shit. We're in Arizona.
Are we supposed to be in Arizona right now?
I don't think that's for the purview of this podcast. We might have to go dark for this portion of the ride.
Really? Well, I'm going to see if I can keep things rolling here in Vegas this weekend as part of Operation Luke Gets His Groove Back.
We're back in Nevada, by the way. Update.
Dam, built under time and under budget from 1931 to 1935 during the Great Depression. Back in the 30s, it was all about, you know, man over nature and great things, and yeah. Hoover Dam definitely represents that.
Patty Aaron is a public affairs officer for the Federal Department of the Interior. One of her specialties? Hoover Dam.
Did they build this because they needed it for, like, hydroelectric power, or because people needed jobs?
So the Colorado River was a really wild river and ran extremely high or extremely low. So the primary reason that it was built was for flood control.
How do you even, like, you have this huge rushing river. When you don't have a dam, how do you get the beginnings started?
Well, you start by building tunnels through the two sides of the canyon. So as you can look over here.
Brendan, do not look over that edge.
I know, it's scary. It's scary.
It is scary.
Luke and I stare over the lip of the dam. Behind us is a massive lake being held at bay. And in front of us, or rather 60 stories of sheer concrete below us, lies a river.
Wow.
From here, you can see the bottom of the generation deck.
Yeah.
We're going down there.
Oh, my God. How do we get down there?
We're going to go down in the dam.
Wow. Is there an elevator?
Yes.
Patty points to the middle of the walkway running over the ridge of the dam. And in the midst of the backdrop of blue sky and brown canyon sit two gleaming brass doors marked off by a velvet rope. It looks like an entrance to a fantastical time machine.
Yeah. You guys go ahead and go in there.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is incredible.
So, as you see here, we're at elevation 1233.
Yeah.
And we'll go down and we'll see other elevations then.
You want to guess, Luke, and see who gets closer?
To how far we've descended?
I'll show you how far we've descended. We're making a podcast together on Valentine's weekend.
Yeah.
We are still in the elevator, by the way.
Yeah. I can feel, like, the humidity changing. Have we gone below the Mohorovicic boundary yet?
What is that?
That's a layer of the Earth's crust.
Darn close.
Yeah.
We're going to now walk through the dam now.
All right. So we're going to walk down this hall?
We're going to walk down this hall.
I feel like we're going towards something angry.
We're going towards the generator deck. We're going to see where the power is generated.
Holy cow.
So this is going to be noisy for you.
This is insane.
Are you kidding me? Are we in a sci-fi film right now?
You can see lights on top of a few of the generators. That means that they're generating power right now.
That is being spun by the pressure of Lake Mead and the Colorado River coming through.
Yes. So those large generators are the ones that generate power for Arizona, California, and Nevada.
Okay, now We are in what is a hallway that is carved out of solid rock.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, this is something out of some kind of Jules Verne book.
And you can see the dynamite holes.
Holy cow.
And so we're walking through the mountain to the tunnel that was blasted out.
Wow.
Wow.
It's getting a smell. It's like dank a little bit.
Well, you see the salt crystals here on the walls.
Yeah, this is they're just showing up.
This is water seeping through
That's not a good idea.
The rock. No, it's what nature does. Water seeps through.
Yeah, but nature
rock.
Also had a river that was untamed.
Ah, but man tamed it.
Yeah. I mean, do you think we'll ever do something like this again, Patty?
No, I don't see how we would.
This is a door. You gotta be kidding me right now.
Oh my god.
Probably the thickest, like, steel door just opened.
Oh my god. Well, we're at the bottom of the dam.
Yes, we are.
Holy cow.
We are looking at the Hoover Dam from river level. And it is quite something.
It's hard to come out here and not be completely amazed.
Business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakeables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member, FDIC, copyright 2024. JPMorgan Chase & Co. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Broken Record? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora, to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to Musora.com, Musora.com, to start a new musical journey today.
You know, I didn't even know that this part of Las Vegas existed. It's like, of course, Vegas has a Chinatown, but it never occurred to me to go to it.
You're welcome, Luke.
Thank you. What a voyage of discovery this is turning into, Brendan.
We're on our way to Big Dan Shaanxi Taste, a tiny food counter inside a Chinese supermarket, which itself is inside a double-decker strip mall filled with immigrant diaspora restaurants. It's like a turducken of commerce.
Because it looks like we've got an intersection of a supermercado, and then a Vietnamese name, and then we're going to a Chinese restaurant. This is a real...
We're here to meet Kim Foster, a critically acclaimed food writer who moved to Vegas with her family a few years back and surprised herself by falling in love with it.
We're going in here.
Go. So we are entering a grocery store right now.
Hey, there she is.
Hello, I'm Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. Nice.
Kim has bleach blonde hair, an easy laugh, and she's cool. Not in an off-putting way, but in that I want to be near her way. She's joined by her food buddy, David Clare. He's a sommelier from a buzzy restaurant named Esther's. But he loves coming to this food counter for a taste of cuisine from Shaanxi Province, a place he used to visit regularly. It turns out, cuisine from most regions of China are available in Vegas.
Some people would disagree with me, but I think our Chinatown rivals New York and San Francisco in terms of Chinatown.
I gotta agree.
Can one of you order for the table?
I mean, how do you want to tackle this?
Order a bunch of dishes. Definitely order the cold noodles.
Like a 羊肉泡沫.
I think a lot of people think about food in Vegas. This is not the neighborhood they're thinking of. They're thinking of the star chefs. Tell me about the evolution of your relationship to food in Vegas.
One of the big surprising things about Vegas is that it's one of the most diverse cities, and Nevada is one of the most diverse states. There is a huge Mexican, Filipino, Chinese. This is the ninth island for Hawaiians. And there's strange diversity, like because we have Cirque du Soleil, we have a community of Mongolians here. So with that comes these food experiences.
So that's liang pi.
So what did we get here delivered?
So this is liang pi. So liang pi is very classically associated with the city of Xi'an. These kind of hand-pressed wheat noodles literally translates to cold skin.
Las Vegas is this place where people think that the Strip is like Times Square. So it's like saying New York is like Times Square, right? That's just a tiny, tiny part of New York. And that isn't even like a way to define New York. And the same thing happens in Vegas.
What was like the first time someone was like, oh, where do you live? And you were like, Las Vegas. Like, because that's a whole statement unto itself, right?
You know, it's still kind of weird every time that I say it. Because, you know, you have to kind of go against what people already think they know about Las Vegas. You're living in a penthouse and you're maybe a male hooker or some kind of something like that. But like, you know, now
I want to mention that I live in Las Vegas and nobody would think that about me. That has to do with the physical condition David is in versus me.
Our physical conditions were all in jeopardy due to the slurpy deliciousness of these hand-pressed noodles. But I didn't meet up with Kim and David to just talk about food. A couple years ago, Kim wrote a series of articles called The Meth Lunches, about the man she and her husband had hired to fix up the house they live in with their foster children. It turned out he was a meth addict, and every day she would prepare him lunch and sit with him.
And meth is really like a big problem here. So the piece that I wrote is really about my relationship of feeding this addict and going through his addiction with him. And we ended up becoming foster parents, and I would say that probably 3/4 of the kids that came to us because of a drug addiction, meth-related issue in their house. Meth is extremely addictive,
yeah.
And it's very, very difficult for people to get off.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of, you know, services are tricky. You know, we are a state, one of the reasons it's reasonable to live here is because there's not a lot of taxes. We don't pay city taxes.
We don't pay state income
taxes. We don't pay state income taxes. But we're not thick with programs either because we don't have the revenue for that.
Yeah.
So things like if you have a problem and you can't afford to be shipped off to, you know, a really expensive
rehab,
exactly, then, you know, you're scrambling for your own stock, possibly.
Is that like the shadow of the libertarian ethos that pervades this area, right?
Yes.
Education is 50 out of 50 in Nevada. We're the bottom.
We're
number 50 in the U.S.
That's interesting, because I was going to say, I remember a statistic, which is this town, if you only have a high school diploma, you have the highest quality of life than any other city in America, because there are good unions and a lot of hospitality jobs.
Yes.
But it's interesting to contrast that to, so they don't invest in their schools because maybe having a certain level of aptitude isn't necessary for business here.
I know, we're like, it's like we're like discussing the sort of civic infrastructure of Vegas while eating some of the best food of all time and not commenting on it. But instead of getting into like, well, what tax district is that in?
Welcome to my nerdy brain.
It's true. A big part of my nerdy brain does like to chop it up about public policy. But another part likes to rustle up dinner parties with near strangers. Now, I'd imagined Luke and I would be dining solo tomorrow, but I can't help but ask what Kim and David
are doing. What are you doing tomorrow?
It's Valentine's Day. My husband and I are going to go to Esther's and have pasta and homemade bread and a lot of carbs.
What about you? What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to be slanging sparkling rosé to...
Right, you're working? You're working?
It's every service industry person's favorite night of the year.
It's amateur hour.
Yeah, it's amateur hour. It's the night that everyone goes to a restaurant who never goes to a restaurant in any other time.
See, this was my thinking. So when I booked this trip on Valentine's, I was like, it's not a real holiday, you know? And I asked my girlfriend if it was okay that I came out here, and she was like, it's fine.
That you left her on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Right. You sure about that?
I learned this in marriage 1 and 2.
After leaving Kim and David, my belly is full, but my mind is racing. Perhaps I should have taken Valentine's Day more seriously. Also, why didn't my girlfriend take it more seriously? Doesn't she want to spend Valentine's Day with me?
Anyway,
you know what's funny to me is I feel like we may be passing each other, Brendan, in terms of like, I, you know, usually keep it on the strip and I have all the places I go to, and you're very anti. But I think that there is also some fun and excitement to be had on the strip for you.
Oh, I just want to say I'm not anti-strip as much as I'm just like, I feel like those are simple big pleasures that I've partaken in. I just had a real big gulp of being single, now I'm trying to be in a real relationship. I think the quieter, different pleasures are, I'm trying to lean into them a little bit. That could be a little bit of what's happening in the background.
That's fine with me, man. You know, I'm in a sort of fragile place in my personal life, and I think you, me, Buca de Beppo in front of the Excalibur. Where are we going now?
I kind of hear what you're saying, like that. You know, this is Sin City. Like, we got to do, you know, you can't not touch upon that. And so I'm taking us now to talk to someone who has insight into it.
That doesn't sound very fun.
The chapel at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Center is just a rhinestone's throw away from the Strip. Now, Vegas might seem like a thankless place to battle sin, but Father Daniel tells us there are advantages.
I always say that, coming to Sin City is job security for me. And the reason I wanted to come here is, as you may know, I'm also a magician, so I'm a priest who does magic. I made an agreement with Jesus. I don't do any of his material. He doesn't do any of mine. But
do you do kerchiefs or pirates?
Yeah, so the type of magic I do is called parlor magic.
This is happening.
Duke's excited when he saw that deck of cards.
I mean, honestly, this is the closest I've gotten to a gambling situation this trip, so it is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, this is what I took off the deck of cards was some rubber bands.
Oh, okay.
I know. So
you have two rubber bands.
Two rubber bands, but they're intertwined so that they can't get out.
Yeah.
So I say, sometimes we get ourselves into situations in which we think we're free, but then we're not.
Yeah, no, because the other rubber band's restricting that one rubber band.
There are boundaries in our lives, boundaries which prevent us from being all that we can be. But Jesus sets us free.
Wow.
And so the one rubber band penetrates through the other, and now they're free, an illustration.
We are 10 inches from your hands right now.
Yeah, and I do not know how you did that.
And we haven't had a drink in a while. Like, we are clear-eyed, and I don't know how you did that.
Is there a different kind of clientele or parishioner being in Vegas?
The people who are off the strip generally are, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, a run-of-the-mill sinner. They're not.
I'm aspiring to get to run of the mill sinner status.
That he's coming down. I'm moving up.
Yeah.
You know, with people who are traveling to Las Vegas, those confessions that I hear, you know, really speak to a lot of loneliness, pornography, some gambling addictions. But a lot of that is from the people who are visiting.
Do you ever have occasion to be walking around the Strip in your collar? I feel like you would be like really standing out on the Strip if you're dressed as a priest.
I would.
Do they think you're promoting a comedy show?
Right.
Nonsense.
Right. You know, it's like,
nonsense,
oh,
at the MGM Grand.
This must be the friar from the Excalibur. You know. I don't want people thinking, oh, hi, Father. Was that the collection this Sunday? And yeah.
I wonder if security would rush you out. You're like, here he comes. He's going to really put a dent in our earnings. They're all going to scatter.
Or people are like, oh, you know, Father, bless my machine or whatever. You know, Mother Cabrini, bless my machine. Anyway.
Whoa.
Can we just back up a minute?
Sure.
Is that a lucky chant?
No, that's just a made up thing.
Sounds legit to me. When you're counseling couples, is one of the major issues that one of the people did a bad job at remembering Valentine's Day? Does that come up a lot?
Not particularly, but it's a symptom of lack of communication. And that's the number one problem with in couples.
Yeah, what's your, I'm embarking on singlehood. I'm going back out in the world, Father. Do you have any advice for me in terms of seeking a partner or just relationship stuff? Or
yeah,
I don't know, how can I not get divorced again?
Okay. Well, I think one thing would be to take time for yourself. And I don't mean like, all right, party. No, I mean take time to get to know yourself and make sure that you know what it is that you're offering to another person. In every relationship, there's something really wonderful and really good, and you really want to treasure that. And then there's stuff that you just really need to let go of and maybe change within you or know that that was that person's stuff so that you don't bring it into the next relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
All right.
I feel like I need to bow to you or something. I don't know.
No, you can just shake my hand and say,
okay, let's just shake.
This has been great.
This has been
great. Thank you very much, Father Daniel. And also with you.
After our visit with Father Daniel, we go back to our lodgings. Luke begins to play online poker, and I call my girlfriend. But it goes straight to message. When the desert sun begins its descent, we hop in our rental car and head to the Strip. And then keep going.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakeables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2024 JPMorgan Chase & Company.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at tmobile.com/now.
MuseAura is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Broken Record? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora, to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.
I feel like every time I think we're going to do something fun, we start driving again away from the city of Las Vegas, which is what we're currently doing.
That is what's happening.
We're getting into the, like, things that didn't bounce back from 2008 district of Las Vegas.
All right, so next stop, I wanted to do something fun in the evening that wasn't gambling, okay. And so I was looking around, and I found this woman. Yeah. I have no idea who she is. And she gives tours of the stars.
Okay.
And she also claims that sometimes they see UFOs.
Nevada has long been considered a UFO hotspot. So when I came across a nighttime UFO tour in the desert, I signed us up. Luke might prefer playing poker, but I was betting a close encounter of the third kind beats a royal flush.
Yeah, I'm glad you're getting into the spirit of things.
Yeah, well.
Look to our left, I didn't see those mountains and that pink sky.
I mean, you hear it all the time. We really are in a valley, I guess. It's never even occurred to me the geography of this area.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've never been out here.
One forgets. I mean, it's designed to forget. You fly in.
Right.
The airport's so close.
Right.
And then you're in just this sealed warren of pleasure.
Look at that. You see those balloons? They're Valentine's balloons.
Someone let them off in the desert. That was poetic, Luke.
Yeah, that was art.
I think your day away from the strip is really...
Yeah.
Enriching your soul.
We're in a Sam Mendes film.
You're making keen observations.
Yep.
Now we're going off the beaten.
And now we're really going into what they call in Nevada the rurals. You know that?
No. No. All right, we're taking a left, but there's no road right now where we're about to take a left.
Yeah, we are leaving.
All right.
The paved road. Nice. Okay, here we are.
All right, we're coming in. There's other people.
There's two people.
Is this the blue
Elantra? There's a Malamute dog.
How come she has a shovel?
Oh, I meant to tell you, Brendan, I've got some gambling debts.
I'm going to put my car out front.
There you go.
Run for it.
Yeah, that's smart.
All right, what's our safe word?
Run.
Hey. Misha, Brendan.
Our guide Misha greets us with the big smile. She's wearing a Patagonia fleece, and I suddenly realize we are probably underdressed for the cold desert night. Behind her are a handful of camping chairs, and a couple of other folks have come along.
So we're sitting in a little semicircle here with the crew. We're wearing night vision goggles that are military grade. Because we're looking up at the stars, but behind us, we're seeing the allure of the strip and like the beautiful skyline of Las Vegas and the stratosphere. And we're trying to identify unidentified flying objects. I'm already seeing more stars than I see in New York City.
I'd like to share with you this area. Of course, you've heard of Area 51. That's 2.5 hours from here. But just about an hour and maybe 5 minutes is Creech Air Force Base. Go into it another 15 miles, you'll find ETs.
Extraterrestrials
are ETs, yes.
Along with leading night tours, Misha is very active in what is called the experiencer community. So she tells us about the kind of ETs that might be hovering above us.
So you'll find two different types of ETs that many people have seen. The first being the tall whites, which I'm going to show you a picture of. And then there's a couple of gray types out there. These are some of the beings that I had encounters with.
Really?
When I was a child and throughout my life, yes. This is a tourist spot for them, basically. They come from their planet.
So you're saying basically this is their Vegas.
This is their Vegas. Absolutely. No, it's true. They come here because they love the desert. And believe it or not, These ETs like to gamble. So there's been sightings of them here.
In the casino?
In the casinos. Right. And they also
they
like
have a system?
Bling bling. And they also like bling bling. They like that jewelry and fancy and hats. And that's how the women have come to Vegas and be and seen.
For when you recount these experiences and people are, you know, skeptical about it. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like for you? And I mean, are you...
Years of doing this, it doesn't bother me anymore. Years of talking about this, it's my truth. Mm-hmm. It's what mm-hmm. I know happened to me. And if people are skeptical, well, that's on them.
Was part of the impetus of leading the tours to kind of show people this
absolutely,
reality?
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. That's why I'm doing this.
What do you think, if people accepted that there were ETs more widely, mm-hmm. how do you think that could, do you think like humans would be kinder to each other or something?
Well, yeah, because they said disease would be eradicated, mm-hmm. age would be gone, stuff like that.
That sounds appealing to me.
That yeah. sounds really appealing, doesn't it? Yeah. But what they wanted us to do is drop our warring ways. We have been watching you, and you have been warring since your civilization
yeah.
began.
Mm-hmm.
Stop your battles, stop your wars, and live in peace with the galactic. And you'll be able to join the galactic. But until you stop that
stop the violence,
yeah. you do not get to join the galactic. Go ahead and focus on for yourself.
Okay.
Look up.
Oh, man.
What we're looking for is things that don't flash.
Okay.
That are just moving along.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
I see something moving right now. You see that? Is that a satellite?
Where are you looking?
Right there. See it, Luke?
No, I can't.
It's going into a cloud.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see another one.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, we got a good
you
spider
see,
around
you. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that thing
yeah.
moving.
There's two of them. Is there two parallel? You're right. Seeing it again?
Oh, I see one.
Oh,
yeah, it's going right through Orion
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, that's definitely one.
Orion is a very hot spot for sightings because they have...
Wow.
All right, he's
Whoa,
going
that thing
fast,
is lit
right?
up.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's going up. That is a definitely a UFO. It is where yeah, oh. there is some kind of a wormhole there. That's where we see him coming in all the time.
Yeah.
Even just looking through these goggles into the night sky, and all of the things that are moving up there, which may or may not be accounted for.
Yeah.
This is really cool. And yet, from where I am, I could turn around and just, like, I could almost throw a rock and hit the strip.
Which is wild. It is wild.
It's like this whole trip has been so close but so far away.
Oh, look, there's one moving straight
yeah.
up. See it?
Yes, I totally see it.
That's
I see, right,
insane.
Right there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, dude, we started it with man-made wonders, and now we're, like, staring at the mystery.
Yeah.
I think Father Daniel would like it out here.
Yeah, we should get him out here next time.
Look, there's one.
Yes, I see it.
It's straight up, like really
there. I know. If we stay out here much longer, we are turning into serious true believers, and I don't know if I can handle that.
Before our minds get abducted, we call it a night. On the way back to our place, we pass through the bling bling and human spectacle of Vegas nightlife, and Luke doesn't even turn his head. If the goal was to show him another side of Las Vegas, well, we've made contact.
KNPR News and Facebook is Nevada Public Radio. To everyone out there, have a great weekend. This is State of Nevada.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is one of the most recognized ad slogans in history. But it's time for a change. What happens here only happens here. Arnie DeGeorge is with R&R Partners, which came up with both the old and the new campaigns. Arnie, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What do you think made that What Happens in Vegas Stays in Vegas slogan so successful in the first place?
Oh, it was the truth of it.
I mean, people were coming here for years. I mean, when it all started, just to hide away from the rest of the world. And so once it got into people's heads, I mean,
it is the truth, and it, you know, inspired them to come here and try and have those moments, you know.
What the?
Where am I? Why is everything so orange?
Orange is the color of the future. Future.
What is this place? I feel like I'm in some sort of Rat Pack fantasy clubhouse.
Well, I was born and raised here, and I've always loved the Rat Pack and Frank and Dino and Sammy.
Wait, this is Vegas?
It's kind of all around. The experiences you can have here, you can't have anywhere else. You're just not going to get the same energy, because the energy's insane.
Yeah, I mean, the energy is insane, which is partially why I've been trying to explore the non-hedonistic part of Las Vegas.
I just think Vegas helps you get out of your skin. It isn't a thing where you have to go and get drunk and projectile vomit. You know, you can go to a lot of different vacations and you're expected to do things. You go to Europe and you go to Paris, you're expected to go see certain things and do certain things.
Yeah,
you have
to go see that Eiffel Tower.
Vegas is a much more kind of, it's just more freeing. You know what I mean? It's like you don't know where it's going to take you.
But it seems like where it takes you is always the Strip. And isn't that a bit silly and a little obvious?
I still say you got to go down to the Strip and do the Strip.
But do you, though?
Dude, you just can't go to the other place. I mean, you have to go to the Strip. I love this town and I love a lot of parts of this town. It's unlike any other place. You know that something's going to happen. You don't know where it's going to take you. And you don't know what that thing is. And you lose a little bit of control and it's, the energy's insane. And it's a little bit more.
No place else has.
Like I said, it's just more freeing.
Different every time you come.
It starts really slow. You go to dinner and you're having fun at dinner and then you might have a drink and then like a pool cocktail party, you know, and you're ramping up. And then you go and you hit the tables, you know, and you win some. And then you're all excited and you're all running around like lunatics. You go to a club, I mean, you don't know where it's going to take. It goes pretty quick. By the time you're done with the evening,
you can't believe how it just kept reaching a new level of energy. You know what I mean?
You have to go to the Strip.
All right.
It's more about letting go and enjoying yourself. And maybe this place could inspire you to a lesson if you had something going on in your head that it fit.
A lesson I'm learning this trip is that when your girlfriend says it's okay to travel on Valentine's Day, might not be the case.
Well, you probably made a mistake doing that one. You should have brought her with you, you know? I mean, it can be a kind of a romantic place too, but what'd you do? You didn't bring her. You're going to go down the tubes probably on that one, no matter what you do.
What happens here only happens here is Las Vegas's new slogan. Arnie DeGeorge is with R&R Partners, which came up with the campaign. Arnie DeGeorge, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning.
How did you sleep?
Well, great, which is not the point of being in Vegas.
That's right. This is probably the most you've ever slept.
Yeah.
Right?
If you go to sleep at 11 p.m., while I guess it's good that I'm rested and refreshed, it's to what end? Because what is it like? Today's the Stamp Museum or something? Where are we going?
We're supposed to go to the Neon Museum in an hour.
Great. I'll be full of vim and vigor for that.
Honestly, though, I've been thinking, and I think I feel like Ixnay on the Eonnay Museum. I think it would be like journalistic malpractice not to play cards and do some of the nightlife activities on the Strip.
This is a very exciting development for me.
I know. Sorry for feeding us vegetables
an entire day. I accept your apology and your money. What is the per diem on this, by the way? Because I am going to double that easily in the first, 20 minutes.
Oh, clever.
Plus, honestly, I was going to go regardless of if you were.
I feel it. I was laying in bed this morning, and, a little voice in my head was like,
"You have to go to the Strip.
Dude, you should really just do it." So what that means is basically the day's free.
One other thing, though, not to, get serious, but I know that you know how to play blackjack and stuff. But
totally. If
things go right,
we
may end up in some semi-high-stakes situations, and that's, step on anybody else's cards. Don't do the wrong thing. So if you don't need...
I've been to the Strip before, man. I know how to play cards. I think you just need to make sure that you write the checks you're cashing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's good.
That you're walking...
I hope you're bringing that kind of smack talk to the table. That's really going to help us.
Check. Is there smack talk involved?
I mean, ideally not. That's what I'm saying. We got to cut a medium profile. Let's just have fun and not embarrass ourselves.
We'll catch up around dinner?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So see you on the Strip. Valentine.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We make plans to meet up at 6 o'clock in the heart of the Strip. Luke looks up something on his phone, then leaves in a cab. And once he's gone, I peek at my watch. I have 7 hours to learn how to play blackjack.
There he is, Alex.
Casino Quest is a gambling school in a mall in the center of Las Vegas. My instructor is one of the owners, Alex Kim.
So everybody wants to learn how to play the games, but not interested in losing money. So this is what Casino Quest is.
That's the quest I'm on right now, yeah. Alex.
We're on the quest to help you save money.
Well, yeah, which is partially why I've been ambivalent to even enter the arena.
Yeah.
What is it about gambling that makes it so, like, so attractive?
Everyone thinks that they're the one that can beat the casino. Everyone thinks somewhere along the line, oh, I'm the one.
So. Do you still have that in your heart?
No.
Meanwhile, I don't know what's happened to Luke. He never told me where he was going, and he's not responding to my texts.
Hi. Welcome to Regenerate Me IV Hydration. So what are you looking for?
If I understand this right, this is a place where if you have a very bad hangover, you guys will basically cure it.
Yes, we give you like a hangover rescue.
Now, I actually am about to go out tonight and do it up. What do I need? Help me not die tonight.
So it would be the party prep. Party prep is something that a lot of people do before they go out.
So this will
for the night.
Like insulate my system a little bit against the deleterious effects of too much partying.
Absolutely.
Off the bat, what's the worst game for players?
Roulette, by far. You add all the numbers together, it equals 666. It's called the devil's game. Blackjack, depending on how the blackjack's set up.
I wanted you to give me some blackjack tips, but is that naive? Should I not mess around with blackjack?
No, I can help you. Blackjack's a very good game. It just depends. If it's like 8 decks, continuous shuffler, blackjack's pay 6 to 5, that's where the house gets their edge back on you.
Right. So, you just lost me at the end there, but I believe you.
Wait, so we're going to Skype in with the doctor, basically?
Yes. We have to do that with every patient.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
So you're getting the party prep, is that correct?
Yeah.
Any allergies to medication?
No.
And any medical conditions like heart failure or chronic kidney disease?
No. Is it Valentine's Day where you are?
I guess.
What? That's the saddest answer of all time. What's going on with you?
I don't know.
Did I pass?
You passed.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're good to go.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, so let's go.
All right, so grab some chips, throw that in the circle.
I'm going big.
Yeah, there you go. $10.
Okay.
So you have a 13. So
it says the hit.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're going to give you a card. Oh, too many. So you have a 23 total. The dealer will take the money.
You think you'd take it a little easier on me, man. That was my first hand, Alex. You're supposed to build confidence. You just beat me with the 12.
Is this the part where I'm going to get stuck?
Yes, this is.
Do you have a special thing
Quick
you say?
Quick poke.
Quick poke, okay.
Ooh. What are some other things you think I need to know that would make the person think I'm really good at what I'm doing?
Just play at a 3-2 table. Don't play at a 6-5. Don't play at a continuous shuffling machine. Yeah, just tell everyone you're a degen. Degen slang for degenerate.
Degen?
Yeah.
For real? Wait, are you trolling me?
Or? No. As a joke. You'd just be like, you know, when you press your bet up, you're like, man, I'm getting the degen tingles right now.
Here we go. This is a much more clinical approach to partying in Vegas than, let's say, I would have been doing 20 years ago as a young man of 23.
Is there a phrase I should say, like booyah or like...
Just don't say winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
If you say that, every dealer wish upon you to lose. So never ever say that.
Yeah, what about what was it? Cabrini, Cabrini, Motorini?
If this works too well and I'm just able to have copious amounts of alcohol and stay up late and then wake up fine tomorrow, we could have re-unleashed a dragon.
Ooh, blackjack. Whoa. Wow.
21, baby. So you say that as a game of chance, but I feel like I have a certain knack, wouldn't you say?
Just bring the turtleneck to the table and you'll be there in no time.
This has been awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Go ahead and take your ID out.
Is it normal for me to feel right now like very close to peeing my pants?
I mean, we gave you a full liter of fluid, so just all the, I mean.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, this is an important question. Where is the bathroom?
Literally straight down there.
Okay.
Feeling confident in my blackjack skills, there was one last thing I had to resolve before meeting back up with Luke.
Hey, baby. I thought I might get your voicemail again. I've been trying. Yeah. I guess I thought I'd check in since it was... No. Well, we're going to go out tonight. Yeah. No, I guess it's nice to have the whole bed to yourself. You have to go. Okay. Okay, have fun.
Finally, I was ready to let the energy of Sin City lead the way. Mr. Burbank.
Brendan.
Happy Valentine's
Day.
Long
time no see.
This is definitely one of the weirder Valentine's Days I've ever had.
This is the first Valentine's Day that I have not been in a relationship in probably 16 years.
Right.
So I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but...
This is the first Valentine's Day in years that I actually have someone to celebrate with. But you're stuck with me. And I'm stuck with you, so... So we're here in Caesar's Palace, so tell me why you picked this spot of all spots.
Well, yeah, Caesar's has a kind of a special place in my heart because to me it represents a real, like, iconic Las Vegas Strip spot.
Right across the street is the Flamingo, which it seems like an old casino, has classic old neon, museum of neon, if you will.
Sure.
Got the Eiffel Tower. I see fountains from the Bellagio shooting up over there.
Yep. Like, hey, you were kind of tepid on the idea of this trip, but as you stand here and look around, you have to kind of appreciate the whateverness of this whole thing, right?
Oh, this is cool. I'm glad this isn't the only thing we did in Vegas. I think I'll appreciate it more, knowing that there are other pleasures. But the lights are bright, the night is crisp, there's people around having fun.
Yeah.
So we're right in the heart of it, man. I'm ready to go. Here's my only thing. I assume they have blackjack here. That's my game.
Yeah, of course, dude.
And I hope that it's kind of a fancy one. I hope they don't have computer-generated shuffling because that's bogus. I don't want tables with 6-5 odds. I just want to do coming out of a boot, 3-2. I might get a little degen tonight, Luke. I'm okay with it.
Curious. But hey, seriously, though, before we stop recording, I just want to say, I've been coming to this town for 22 years of my life.
Right.
On the regular. And like in this 48 hours, I have seen a side of this city that I have never seen before. So thanks for bringing me along.
Dude,
this has been really cool.
I'm blushing, and it's not from the sun. Thanks. Yeah, I'm psyched, and I didn't just bring you here to like
you didn't
have
finish,
you convince
though.
Me to be
you
gambling.
Didn't let me finish. I was gonna say, but if I have to do one more non-gambling thing, I will lose it. So can we go in there, please?
All right, let's do it. I'm eager to see your Vegas. A little scared, frankly.
Yeah, well, as well you should be.
And just make sure we catch the flight tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, so we're about to go in here. As we've learned, one of the things about Vegas, it's about freedom, and we need to be free from being monitored by microphones because we're about to engage in some adult behaviors. So this is where the radio microphone has to stop. Say goodbye, Luke Burbank.
Goodbye, Luke Burbank.
Good night, Gracie.
Oh, there's just one thing left to say, which is the classic gambler's blessing, which is, of course,
Cabrini, Cabrini, help us on this machine.
I have to pee so bad right now. I'm going to go pee in that topiary in a minute.
The lead producer on this episode of Not Lost was the fantastic Bart Warshall. The show was also produced and written by me, Brendan Francis Noonan. Our associate producer was Jackson Musker. Our story editor was Mira Burt-Wintonic. A big thanks to my friend and this episode's travel partner, Luke Burbank. Yes, we survived. We left Las Vegas alive. Do yourself a favor and go listen to his show. He's got a couple shows. One is Livewire. The other one is called Too Beautiful to Live. Not Lost is a co-production of Pushkin Industries, Topic Studios, and iHeartMedia. It was developed at Topic Studios. The show's executive producers are me, Christy Gressman, Maria Zuckerman, Lisa Linegang, and Latal Malad. Production assistance on this episode also came from Jacob Smith, Amy Gaines, and Julia Barton. Our theme song was created by Alexis Georgopoulos, a.k.a. ARP. He's got a new single out now called New Pleasures. Check it out. Thank you to everyone who showed us Vegas life beyond the Strip. Patty Aaron, Kim Foster, David Clarer, Father Daniel, Misha, and all our fellow UFO seekers, UFOs, Arnie DeGeorge, Alex Kim, and the folks at Regenerate Me, IV Hydration. I wish I knew that was an option before our last night there. You made sure that Luke didn't die, and that's a great thing. If you want to see some pictures or learn anything about our guests, head to notlostshow.com. And if you're still listening to this show, you've either fallen asleep or you really like it. And if it's the latter, just please do me a favor. Head to Apple Podcasts, rate and review it. It seems like a dumb, silly thing, but it is actually an important thing. It matters, and I would really appreciate it. After you do that, you can learn more about Topic Studios at topicstudios.com. To find more Pushkin podcasts, listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Brendan Francis Noonan. Until next time, bon voyage.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.